This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. The number of students achieving passing reading and math scores on state tests is up by 20% at Jensen Beach Elementary School. And much of that success is being attributed to a digital learning tool called iReady.
Your original score on test one was a 479, and so you set your goal to be a 490, and you said that you were going to do at least 30 minutes of iReady math a week.
Right? Second grade teacher Rebecca Burns-Wine is meeting with students to go over their goals and progress. iReady is a computer-based classroom aid. Students can use it in class and at home as well. An assessment test is given at the beginning of the school year to determine in what areas students may need help. Joan Gibbons is the school's principal.
We measure their progress. We celebrate their successes. Our focus is growth mindset. We're hoping students understand that it's okay to move as fast or as slow as you can progress, but everyone should be growing. Everyone should be learning.
Teacher Burns-Wine says as students progress through the iReady lessons that they do on the computer, whether at home or at school, she's able to see what they're doing and how well they're learning the material on a daily basis. She doesn't have to wait till another test is given.
I can pull up every day, which I do, and see, well, here's a kid who's struggling on a lesson. What lesson is it? And I can pull that up and I can watch that lesson. Now I know on my intervention, if there's two or three kids, I can pull them. I can use that iReady data and I can reteach based off of that.
For kindergartner Scarlett Fenn Campbell, earning rewards as she reaches milestones on iReady is fun. She likes to pick vampire teeth as her prize, but she also enjoys doing the program.
I like the part of the reading and the math. When they say fill in the number that's missing, I like that part. And when they say fill in the letter that's missing, I like that part too.
Scarlett's teacher, Jill Boudreau, likes having iReady as an option.
I've seen the children's reading levels go up by using the iReady, and it matches the Fontes and Pentel reading levels that we test them with also. So we can see a great correlation there. And we see also the correlation in math. What they've been taught, they can answer, and they don't have a problem with it, and they enjoy it. When it gets a little hard, that's a little different, but they learn it later in the year. Tricky, but that's okay. We like challenges, don't we?
Well, one of the bigger advantages is that more students pass the state standardized tests as a result. Principal Joan Gibbons says iReady does not teach to the test.
It's teaching to the standards. And it's funny, I've heard that teaching to the test before. And really the test is designed based on the standards, and that's where it all starts. We have these standards that teachers design lessons around. They're going to assess because it's the standards. So it all fits together. You've got the three prongs of assessment, instruction, and curriculum. And so the curriculum is designed around the standards.
Teacher Burns-Wine has a motto, a goal without a plan is just a wish. So she has students plan each step, the score they'd like to get on the next test, and the time they'll spend on iReady to get there. What they may not put into that plan is monitoring and gentle reinforcement from their teacher, but they'll definitely get that too. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.